I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have you ever seen a shadow figure? If so, what happened? What did it look like, and how did it make you feel? Stories and legends of shadow figures have circulated for decades. The Shadow Man is one of the more frequently reported versions of the shadow figure. He commonly appears in bedrooms when people are falling asleep or first waking up. Many people report terrifying encounters with shadow figures. They seem to act like ghosts. They're almost always seen standing up, just watching. Sometimes for seconds, sometimes minutes. Some witnesses say the entity has a supernatural speed. It'll dart across the room within seconds. Others say it'll slowly fade away or will walk out of the room, just like a person would. It's believed that shadow figures feed on fear. And unlike a typical ghost that has visible facial features, shadow figures have no identifying features. Many believe they're evil. One of the most chilling cases of an entity like this comes from a true haunting in Florida. Two boys, Tom and Tim Yancey. Their story will leave you with chills. This is Avery After Dark, and I'm your host, Avery Ross. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode, we're discussing the true haunting of the Yancey boys. In the 1960s, 12-year-old Tom Yancey and his 7-year-old brother Tim were haunted and terrorized by an entity that emerged from the woods from behind their home. This took place in South Florida and is one of the most intense hauntings I've come across. The two boys began referring to this entity as the Shadow Man, and he turned their childhoods upside down. Let's get right into the story. In the summer of 1968, the Yancey family was living in Lake Worth, Florida. Lake Worth is located in South Florida, a very wooded area, and was settled in the late 1800s. The Yancey family consisted of father Sonny, mom Barbara, and their two sons, 12-year-old Tom and 7-year-old Tim. The family lived in a house that was described as pretty remote and isolated. It set off an old dirt road in the middle of the woods. Sonny worked in construction, and Barbara was a stay-at-home mom. Tom and Tim said their mom was a really sweet, positive person, always had a smile on her face. But their father, that was a completely different story. Sonny was suffering from intense PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, as he was a Korean War veteran. Sonny served as a sergeant, and Barbara told the boys that the war very much changed his personality. Before he left, he was a much lighter person. Sonny laughed a lot, seemed to enjoy life. But the war, seeing so much death, brutality, it changed him. And ever since he returned, it was never the same. And for some reason, this summer in particular, Sonny was getting much worse. He was becoming darker, angrier. The son saying that he got wicked. He would scream and yell, become incredibly frustrated over small things. The boys felt the tension and witnessed the change in their father. Both Tom and Tim spent a lot of time playing in the woods surrounding their home. There were miles and miles for the two boys to spend their days exploring, having fun, being young kids. Tom saying he loved being out in the wilderness. The brothers would play games, tag, hide and seek. Tom and Tim really had the woods to themselves. Their father even built them a playhouse out there. But that summer, something shifted. Tom said he began to feel uneasy about the woods. It always felt fun to run around, but now it felt creepy. Something was different. Something was awakened out there. It came to a head when one day Tom and Tim were out running around in the woods and Tim ran ahead, leaving Tom in the wood playhouse that Sonny had built for them. As his brother ran out of sight, Tom was walking around the inside of the small wooden structure and suddenly saw something out of the corner of his eye. A figure slowly passed by, like someone was circling the playhouse. He slowly walked back outside to look around, but there was no one. But he had that feeling that he was being watched. Tom took off, quickly walking back home, and chose not to mention what had happened to the rest of his family. But 7-year-old Tim continued to venture out into the woods in the coming days, alone, as Tom didn't want to go out there anymore. One day, Tim was walking along one of the trails that he had walked down so many times before, and it was quiet out there, just Tim, by himself, when he suddenly heard and noticed something strange. He looked up to see that something invisible was crawling down the tree. Now, he couldn't see the figure. He could only see the tree reacting to it. He said, quote, "The entire tree was shaking," end quote. Tim watched as it crawled its way down to the bottom branch, then jumped and landed in the leaves. Tim took off running back towards the house, screaming for his mom. He gets back and tells Barbara that there was something in the woods, the twigs and leaves crunching behind him as he ran, like this invisible entity was chasing him. Barbara sees how frightened her son is and figures that it was some kind of animal or snake, something that her son had walked up on. But he's insistent that it was no animal. After this, Tom and Tim share their experiences with one another, and the boys said they began to see a dark figure walking through the woods behind their home. They began referring to it as the Shadow Man, and their feeling about the woods drastically changed. They were scared. They didn't want to play out there anymore. Something had shifted, and they felt whatever was out there, this Shadow Man, this was something they wanted nothing to do with. The boys didn't know who or what this ominous shadow figure was, but they figured they would avoid the woods, stay closer to the house, and they'd be safe. So they thought. A few nights later, the family was fast asleep. Tim, in his bedroom, woke up with a chilling feeling. He opened his eyes, and the room was nearly dark, but he looked out into the woods through his bedroom window and saw a dark figure standing in the trees, staring at the house, staring at him. The Shadow Man was getting closer to the house. Before this, they had seen and experienced the shadow figure deep into the woods. But now, here he was, basically in their backyard. Tim said the figure was shaped like a human, and he was terrified. He began screaming, waking up his brother Tom, who shared a bedroom with him. And Sonny, their father, comes into their room asking what's going on. Tim frantically told his dad that he saw a man in the woods. So Sonny goes out with a flashlight to check, but the shadow man had disappeared. We'll be right back.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're back with Avery After Dark. Now, the boys say as they begin to have these experiences with the Shadow Man, things are getting worse with their dad. Sonny was becoming angrier with the boys, towards the family in general. Like I mentioned, he had been having bouts of PTSD this summer, but it was getting bad. It's like the more volatile it got in the house, the more experiences they were having with the Shadow Man. Like the entity is feeding off the negative energy from the home. And here is where it takes another turn. 2 weeks later, 12-year-old Tom begins sleepwalking. Tim said he woke up in the middle of the night to see his brother Tom standing in the middle of their bedroom. Tim asks his brother, "What are you doing?" But Tom doesn't respond. He slowly walked out of the bedroom, down the hallway, and the entire time Tim is continuing to say, "Tom, where are you going?" Tim got up and followed his brother and watched as he, seemingly in a trance, walked down the stairs and out the back door towards the woods. Tim said it seemed like something was pulling him out there. Tim screamed for his parents and they ran outside before Tom could get too deep into the woods, pulling him back, telling him, "Hey, wake up, wake up." Tim said he was really scared because he knew that the Shadow Man was out there and was now watching it lure his brother out there as he's asleep. A really scary and powerless feeling. In the next couple weeks, Tom continues sleepwalking into the woods night after night. Sometimes his family was able to stop him, but on some nights they weren't. And Tom said he would wake up, come to, standing out in the dark alone by a lake that was miles into the woods. I have chills just thinking about it. Tom said it was terrifying to wake up and not know where he was. Sleepwalking can be kind of spooky. I had an experience when I was younger. I fell asleep in my bedroom and woke up in the family room. And it's jarring, wondering how the heck did I get here? But this is on another level because we know there's a dark entity out in those woods and consciously the boys are avoiding it. But subconsciously, it's seemingly pulling Tom out there night after night. As time goes by, the sleepwalking was getting worse, and the boy's father, Sonny, was growing more and more irritated. Sonny saying that this was interfering with his sleep and thus his work. So he made the decision to stack chairs outside the boy's bedroom door to barricade it, and tied the chairs to the door handle with a string. This would prevent anyone from entering or leaving the room. Now, Barbara's hesitant about this, saying it was extreme to lock the boys in their room. But Sonny doesn't care. He's at his wit's end, and they also didn't want anything bad to happen to Tom while he was sleepwalking, like falling into that lake and possibly drowning. So Sonny ties up the door, and the family goes to sleep for the night. And this is where things get even crazier. That night, Tim wakes up around 2 a.m. and sees his brother sleepwalk over to their bedroom door and begin jiggling the handle. He's in a trance. Tim said he watched as his brother stood there with an emotionless look on his face, jiggling the handle. A few moments pass. Then Tim said he looked over to see their closet door slowly open. Tim said his brother then stopped fiddling with the door handle, turned, and walked into the closet, where the door shut behind him. Tim then hears a conversation going on inside the closet. He said there were two voices inside, Tom and someone else. The entity that had been haunting the woods, the Shadow Man, was now inside the house, inside the boy's room. Tim begins screaming, calling for his parents, desperate for help. Sonny and Barbara get to the bedroom, untie the door, move the chairs out of the way so they can get in. They see Tim and ask, "Where's your brother?" Tim points at the closet. Sonny and Barbara walk over, open up the closet door to see 12-year-old Tom sitting on the floor. Waking up, they ask, "What are you doing?" Tom tells them that he remembers seeing a dark figure with red eyes in the closet with him. He straight up tells his parents there was a man in there with him. But his parents don't believe it. They say he was probably in the closet playing around. They tell him to get back in bed and go to sleep. Clearly, only the boys are experiencing and witnessing the paranormal activity in the home and in the woods. The Shadow Man haunting them, and their parents not believing a word of it, just frustrated with them for keeping them up at night. But the boys now knew the Shadow Man was not just in the woods. He was now inside the house with them. As time progressed, the Shadow Man found new ways to terrorize the boys, most often coming after them as they slept at night when they were at their most vulnerable. On one occasion, Tim was laying in bed when he suddenly felt something hit the mattress. He reached down to feel what had dropped onto his bed. It was a small rock. He yelled at his brother, "Cut it out," thinking he had thrown it at him. But then, from above, more started falling. Tim felt something land on his face, then in his hair, then something crawling all over his chest. He saw it was a large Florida cockroach. Tim screamed and knew this was the Shadow Man bringing things in from the woods. The boy's mom, Barbara, comes into the room and she's shocked. Tim's bed is covered in rocks, sticks, pebbles, and live bugs, large and small. Barbara asked how this happened. Because there were no windows open, the boys did not bring them in themselves. Why would they bring cockroaches into their own bed? Barbara could not explain it, and began to finally realize there was something going on. The boys saying they've seen a Shadow Man, Tom sleepwalking into the woods, and now this. Barbara felt it was something paranormal. So, she did something that was about to make things a million times worse. She bought a Ouija board and began trying to communicate with the entity. Barbara, alone, sat with the spirit board and asked questions. Like, "What do you want? Why are you here? Why won't you leave my boys alone?" A few nights later, the boys woke up in the middle of the night to see dark hands reaching across the wall. Tim yelled at Tom to wake up, and the brothers watched as the Shadow Man crawled across their wall. Tim runs out of his bedroom. He's petrified. He gets to his parents' bedroom and tells them that the Shadow Man is crawling on their wall. Tim said he was moving, quote, "like a fly," end quote. And Sonny, the boy's father, is enraged and begins screaming at Tim. He says what he is seeing is the boogeyman, and this monster only comes after bad children. telling Tim to be a good kid and the monster will go away. Sonny then told Tim to get out and go back to bed. So really the complete opposite of how you should treat a frightened child. This is so traumatizing for a young child. Tim said the idea that he was a bad kid and that this shadow man was there to punish him stayed with him the rest of his life. Because of course it did. To be told that all this horrible paranormal activity that's going on in the house is actually your fault. What a cruel message to send to your child. Tim said he didn't know what he did to deserve this, but from that point on, he felt that he was a bad kid and this was his punishment. And after this explosive, traumatizing reaction from their father, the boys decided to keep quiet, deal with it themselves. They didn't feel safe going to their parents for help, so they began to suffer the wrath of this demonic entity alone. We'll be right back.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're back with Avery After Dark. The boy said the shadow man continued to target them night after night, month after month. And it seemed that the entity was only getting more powerful, and the boy's father was becoming angrier. The tension in the house was rising. Tim saying he felt that this entity was thriving off the negative, bad energy in the house. The boys were becoming more afraid, and Sonny more irritable with every passing day. It was now winter, and on Christmas Eve, the boys got up in the middle of the night and went into the family room to look at their presents underneath the tree. After months of horror from the shadow figure, Christmas was something they were excited about. They could be kids for a bit. As the boys are in the family room, excitedly pointing at their gifts, they begin to hear a rocking sound and look over at a nativity scene that was on the mantle. It was shaking, rocked and rocked, until the entire scene flipped over onto the floor. The boys were terrified and knew this was the Shadow Man. When this demonic entity had flipped the nativity scene, it made a lot of commotion, and the boys heard their dad wake up upstairs, and they were trapped. Sonny comes running down the stairs, finds the boys out of bed, the nativity scene on the floor, and begins screaming at them, blaming them for this. Tim said he felt the entity had intelligence and would use situations like this to get the boys in trouble. This evil spirit was sadistic and liked toying with the boys through frightening encounters invoking the wrath of their father. This enabled the entity to increase the negative energy in the house and continue feeding on it. And at this point, Sonny was blaming all the paranormal activity on the boys. Every noise, every commotion. Tom and Tim were being punished for it. And that night, Sonny marched his sons outside and used a horrible scare tactic on them that he had learned in the military, telling them, "You want to stay up? Then stay up." Sonny said he was going to get a good night's sleep, and the boys were forced to sit out in the woods with their boogeyman for the rest of the night. Sonny left them out there, went back inside, closing the door behind him, leaving his two sons, alone and afraid, out in the woods, in the dark, with the demonic entity. The boys said they worked hard to try and stay calm, talking to each other, but they knew the shadow man was out there with them. After an hour or so, the boys began to hear something walking around the trees behind them. They began to see the shadow man out of the corner of their eye, watching them from behind the trees, the entity circling the boys. This went on for hours. Finally, Barbara comes downstairs and forces Sunny to bring the boys back inside. This was just yet another horrific experience for the Yancey boys. Tim believed the entity's goal was to create more anger, depression, and chaos within the family, and that is exactly what it did. On another occasion, Tim woke up to the feeling of something pulling the sheets off of him as he slept. Then, moments later, the feeling of long fingernails scraping against his ribcage. Tim jumps out of bed, frantically trying to run from the entity, and slammed into the wall. That night, Tim broke both of his collarbones. To imagine how scared you have to be and how fast you have to be running to break both collarbones, this entire case is just shocking. This activity went on for years. As the boys grew up, the shadow man continued to taunt, terrorize, and attack them. Their entire childhoods were plagued by the shadow entity, and the boys continued being punished for the activity by their father. When Tom got old enough, he immediately left home and never came back. He went on to Florida State University and played football there, later becoming a firefighter and assistant fire chief. And as soon as Tim was old enough, he also left. And Tim, haunted by his childhood, eventually became a paranormal investigator, understandably wanting to make sense of what happened to him during his childhood. Sadly, the two brothers said they drifted apart and didn't see each other for nearly 30 years. Finally, when the boys' parents passed away, Tom and Tim reconnected. And after Sonny and Barbara died, they had to figure out what they were going to do with their childhood home. The place they grew up. The place they were terrorized by the Shadow Man. It had been years since the brothers had stepped foot inside the home. Tom said that coming back had a bad, sickening feeling. Evil, he described. Tim told his brother Tom that he wanted to move into the house with his wife Trish and cleanse the place, make it their own. Tom was really surprised that his brother would ever want to have anything to do with that house, those woods, ever again, because of what had happened to them there. But Tim said he wanted to buy the house to put a stop to it, to turn a bad situation into a good one. He wanted to take back the house. From here, Tom gave his blessing, and Tim brought in a team to do a cleansing of the home. One of the people that Tim brought in was a violent haunting expert named Roy Hall. Roy said he believed this demonic shadow entity from the woods haunted the Yanceys because of how abusive their father was. This evil spirit really fed on the unrest within the home. The anger, the screaming, the dysfunction. Roy, who got to know Tim very well, the two actually becoming good friends, also wondered if the demonic spirit amplified Sonny's PTSD from serving in the war. In their work to cleanse the home, the group felt that the worst, most intense energy is in Tim and Tom's childhood bedroom, which makes sense as this was where the bulk of the activity took place. In the name of Jesus Christ, the group conducts a cleansing prayer, ridding the house of evil and shifting it to a place of peace and love. And Tim said that after their prayer cleansing, the energy really shifted in the house. Bringing God and light into the home really changed everything. In late summer 2009, Tim, his wife, and their son moved into Tim's childhood home. In years since, Tom and Tim have become closer again, Tom coming to visit his brother on holidays and special occasions. Trish, Tim's wife, said that although their house is full of laughter, family, and love, she said she can still feel the history and residual energy left from what took place in the home, saying it feels like it's still there under the surface. But for Tim, it was important for his healing to change the story of this house, to take back his home, turning it from a place of horror to a place of joy. And he said he feels he has done that successfully. Tim believes if you can heal the dysfunction in a family, you can expel the haunting. The two really go hand in hand. It really did seem that once their father was gone, the Yancey brothers were able to come back and repair so much. It was so incredibly damaging that Sonny Yancey blamed this activity on the boys, when in reality, it was feeding off his energy the entire time. The entity was thriving on his abuse. But I hope both Tom and Tim are able to find peace in knowing that none of this was ever their fault, and it should have never been put on them in the first place. This, by far, is one of the craziest cases we've covered on Avery After Dark. How intense this got. The haunting, the sleepwalking, the entity conjuring things from the woods and dropping them into their beds. Tom said he had no idea an entity like that could actually physically hurt you, but in this case, it did. But I really like this story because in the end, the two boys were able to find peace. And as always, I would love to hear your thoughts on this haunting. Drop them in the comments on YouTube. I always love getting your take. And be sure to let me know what places, hauntings, and cases you'd like to see covered on the show. Next episode, I've got so much more mystery coming your way. Until then, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.